The call is going out again to the operators and pilots of big ships to slow down in the shared border waters between Washington State and British Columbia. The idea is to reduce underwater noise that could bother endangered killer whales. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The voluntary vessel slowdown zone covers the length of Haro Strait. That's a busy shipping channel separating Victoria and Washington's San Juan Islands, and also a vital summer feeding area for endangered orcas. The Port of Vancouver, Canada, is leading the charge to reduce the impacts of vessel noise on the killer whales. A 2-month trial slowdown last summer and fall demonstrated how cutting ship speeds to 11 knots could significantly reduce the racket underwater. Noise interferes with whale feeding success. Beginning next month through September, the Port Authority is again asking cargo ships, tankers, cruise ships, and ferries to slow down, but this time only when whales are confirmed in the area. That should result in fewer vessel delays. Separately, the Washington Fish and Wildlife Department has established a voluntary no-go zone for boats of all kinds close in to the west shore of San Juan Island to reduce disturbance to orcas. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.